Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, Thursday. What's up? Welcome in. September 18th, 2025. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. We will take you all the way up to 6:30. Get you set for an evening of sport, including Thursday night football. Dolphins, Bills tonight from Orchard Park in Buffalo. You ever watched a game there?
Never been there in person, but I've seen them on television.
Well, that's what I mean. Have you been to the stadium? That's
no.
A pretty sick place to watch a football game.
Yeah. When does the new one open up there? That they got passed
season?
In like an hour and a half? It was like 2 minutes of debating, and everyone's like, yeah, go Buffalo, and they just passed it.
I don't have any animus or jealousy of teams getting new stadiums anymore. Because I'm getting a new stadium.
Yay, Dad!
I'm getting a stadium. We're getting a stadium. Danny's getting a stadium. Darius is getting a stadium. It's so easy.
Stadium boy.
Everyone can do it.
It's such a simple process. It just takes the will to do it and a little debating, and we get the best deal for everyone.
All you need is a little want to, couple of bucks.
Midnight hour Hail Marys from two branches of Congress that don't see eye to eye on anything. Next thing you know, you got a stadium deal.
Big thanks to all the D.C. City Council members except Brianna Nadeau. And Robert White, who sat in that chair right there and told us, there's a deal I'll support. Well, it wasn't the one that ended up getting passed, I'll tell you that much. But 11 D.C. City Council members said, yeah, we should be able to have Taylor Swift in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous that we can't host World Cup games in the nation's capital. Yeah, it's pretty odd that we don't have a stadium to house and home and host major events in the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the world. There will be a stadium in Washington, D.C. Danny, congratulations.
Congrats to you, buddy.
On all your hard work.
Yeah, seriously. I should probably take some credit.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it together.
As a radio show.
Yeah, all we did, we were just like, hey, we don't quite understand what's happening. Could you please get guys either do it or don't or whatever. But yeah, it's a long, drawn-out, complicated process, as you see. Nowhere is it more complicated than here. You know why. I mean, it's the folding layers of government, right? The local meets the national. Then there's like the park services in there for a reason. And then there's like two dudes that are from this other branch. And then all of a sudden, all the lobbying efforts. Everyone's headquartered here, so everyone's got a voice. Everyone's pulling it in a different direction for their own agenda, et cetera. Whereas in like Kansas City, it's like, hey, the team's great. We got Pat Mahomes. We have a stadium. They're like, yeah. Same thing in Buffalo. They're like, yeah, this is like, we don't have much. The anchor bar is still here, and we have no commerce, and everybody's kind of leaving. We have the Bills, right? Yes, and they just do it.
I'm in a great mood today. First and foremost, I got to watch some hockey today. I was over at Kettler at Capitals Day 1 of training camp, caught up with our guy Nick Dowd, Spent some time with John Carlson and Pierre-Luc Dubois and the boys. Caps are getting ready to get back to action with preseason games coming up. The NHL campaign kicks off at Capital One Arena in just a couple of weeks, Danny. We're your flagship home for Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan. So I'm excited about that.
I was just going to say, that feels so early to me. Like, it doesn't feel like that's where we are in the calendar.
Well, it's every year. That's what happens.
No, I'm aware.
Week or two in October, the Caps start playing hockey.
I get it.
We should do the Danny thing where you start the show every day going, can you believe it's already this time of the year?
That's what happens when you turn a certain age.
Yeah. You know how many days we are from Christmas, by the way? I think it's like 98 days away.
I was going to say 90-something.
We're under 100.
Yeah.
Countdown is on. You won't every day start the show by going, can you believe? Here's your weather report, but also how far into the year we are.
It seems like I just got used to writing 2025 on my checks.
So that was fun. Also, I got that feeling where you've accomplished something. I don't think it's going to work because nothing is easy. But I've sent off a bunch of paperwork and went and took pictures at random gas stations and done all kinds of nonsense.
You on a scavenger hunt over there? What are you doing?
Might as well have been. Trying to get a passport.
Oh, good luck.
I thought I would be covering the NLCS for MLB Network Radio. It looks like I'm going to be covering the ALCS. I don't know what you know about the American League, but the Toronto Blue Jays are whooping everybody's ass.
I said, look at the standings. You got the Yankees, Boston, no problem. Detroit, Cleveland is frisky. They're in it. Houston, Seattle. What's the issue? Toronto.
North of the border, my friend.
Toronto.
At Real ID doesn't get you into Toronto.
Best record in the old American League.
They're pretty good. So just to cover our bases in case the Blue Jays can win a division series, had to get the old passport taken care of. But yeah, we've been moving and shaking today. There's been a lot going on. But I am excited for everybody who has been looking forward to the possibility of a day that Washington football came home. I got scolded yesterday for saying the Commanders came home because apparently the Commanders can't come home. Ugh. They were never here before. Whatever makes you happy, everybody. Can we just celebrate that the football team's going to play their home games in D.C.?
No, I'd rather point out a clerical error with a lot of all caps and exclamation points. That's more fun.
This will not be perfect. I need everyone to understand this. The fact that there's no tailgating is a bummer for me. It's going to be super expensive. There's going to be PSLs. Like, you get a new stadium, sometimes you buy a new car. Danny, you got a nice new whip. Payments probably aren't that fun.
Yeah, it costs money.
You know what I'm saying?
It costs money to do that.
That's what happens. But there's going to be a stadium in D.C., and here's the difference for me. We get a seat at the table for anything and everything. You want to host the Super Bowl? It's going to happen. You want to host the Women's World Cup games? That's going to take place. When the United States of America men's national soccer team is hosting World Cup and games are being played all over the country, they're not skipping D.C. because they go, yeah, we don't trust Northwest Stadium to house 60,000 people for the day, so thanks, but no thanks. Those days are over. We now, correctly, as the number 8 media market in the United States of America, will be able to host anything we want to because we will have a beautiful Taj Mahal, incredible state-of-the-art, immaculate facility to do so. And frankly, anything other than having that possibility, whether you want, you should not host things because you go, now we're busier, now we're not interesting. Because you can't.
You should not be turned down.
Beyonce telling you no can't happen anymore. And everyone, until that was not the case, should have said, okay, how do we fix that? And luckily, 11 of the D.C. City Council members decided that they're going to fix that. And so, we move forward. But again, a hearty congratulations. And thank you to Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and Mark Ein and the ownership group and the people like Mark Klaus that worked their butts off to make this happen.
Think about that for a quick second. And listen, it's their job to do those things, and they're not in it for altruistic purposes. They're going to make money, and rightfully so.
To some extent, these guys are. I think Mitch Rales, who went to games with his dad and looks at owning a team in some way as a fiduciary responsibility.
Public trust type thing. Yeah,
I guess, think it means a lot to his legacy that he gets to say, I brought the team back.
No, I think that's fair. I guess I just mean they're not running a nonprofit. They're not doing a 501
C3. There's some dollar bills in this exchange.
They'll do just fine here. But the reason I bring that up is they're pretty much in the last, was it 23 that they finally took over ownership when the wholesale was final? So in the last 2 years, they're basically spending around $10 billion for two main things, two pretty big properties, two pretty big entities, the team and then the place they're going to play. It's a pretty big ask. It's a lot of capital up front. It's a lot of borrowing. It's a lot of expenditures. So to your point, again, they are not running a charity. The new stuff, there's going to be some sticker shock. There's going to be some, whoa, wait a minute. They're going to have to make that money back somehow. Because again, you overlay that much, and they will in the long term, and it'll take, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20 years to pay everything off. And when you operate in the billion sphere, you can deal with some short-term losses, right? I mean, that's just kind of what you have to do. But there's going to be a lot of stuff around there, and a lot of things are going to cost a lot. And it's not going to be the way that we're used to doing it, right? Where RFK was X, Nubs Field was Y. That is not going to exist. This is the new way of doing stadiums where the centerpiece is the stadium and everything else is like fiefdom around it, right? And they're all kicking up to the big guy, which is you know how the stadium is and everything. So they need your business, and they're counting on the fact that the demand is going to be there. And I think to a degree, they're off to a great start in that regard.
Here's what I know. The status quo was unacceptable.
Yeah, 100%. Okay,
you had the worst stadium in the NFL, you have for years. It's a dump of a place that they're trying desperately to improve, and they've worked very hard at it.
Yeah.
Not just them, the previous regime did. The regime before that, even when it was bad around here and Silly Geese ran this whole thing, they had some good people like Lon Rosenberg 10, 12, 15 years ago that were grinding to try to put lipstick on that pig out in Landover. Okay? Here's the problem. It was a stadium that was effectively thrown together by the lowest bidder.
Yep.
And it was privately...
And it looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was privately built by an ownership group that was trying to beat the clock when the patriarch of the family wasn't doing very well, frankly. And what you get is what you have, which is which pipe's leaking today? Who's getting spilled on this time? Where are we going to put the trash can to catch all the leaks? You know, that kind of a stadium that's the same age, by the way, as the Ravens facility, which is still holding up fairly well, pretty strongly. Done differently. And the big problem, I think, with Northwest Stadium is because Bruce Allen and some of these other guys along the way that were so bad at their jobs had their eyes on the prize of different stadiums, they never really upkept the thing.
Yeah.
They treated it like a house they were renting rather than one that they were going to be in forever. And so they kind of said, oh, we're going to have a stadium deal. We're going to be out of here. We're not staying until 2027.
We're not doing $100 million to renovate the lights or the
speakers.
12 years away,
man. Yeah. So they just never spent on the upkeep that was necessary. And I think that eventually caught up to them. But now you're going to have a gorgeous new stadium, and it's going to cost money. If you want nice things, you don't get to drive around the coolest car if you don't pay for it. You're going to have the nicest stadium, and yeah, there's going to be some downside, I suppose.
Be some costs.
But I think a lot of people are excited for it, and there's going to be some good opportunities. They got to do what they can to make sure that they don't price people out, for sure. I mean, you need to make sure that it's not some super white-collar, you know, only the richest of D.C. can get in there. And I don't know that you can even have a stadium like that in the city with 65,000 seats because they're just you're not going to be able to fill it. But they need to do what they can to keep some families and, you know, everyone from 100%. All communities getting in there.
Because especially,
that's what RFK Stadium was.
Yes. Especially those that have dealt with, tolerated, and even embraced how terrible the current stadium is.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough. I'll tell you that right now. I am out of ideas. I'm kind of doing the thing where I wave at a problem and go, someone should figure that out. But they've got some smart people over there. Okay. The folks that endured all of the visiting fans yelling at them and getting screamed at in their own place and kept filling the season ticket coffers and kept paying the outrageous, outrageous amounts for beer, the most expensive in the NFL, that are paying the outrageous parking costs for logistical nightmares, for terrible traffic, for the whole nine yards, every bit of the indignity that you suffered. Those folks need to be taken care of. I don't know how to do it because, again, you got to raise money. You need the cash because you're spending a lot. I understand all that, but, you know, don't walk into a room that's hot and be surprised that it's hot. Like, you got to deal with this. I want to make sure that those folks who never quit, because I quit. I was like, I'm never going back there, and I still won't. Those folks that endured it need to be taken care of in some way. Again, I don't know how to do it exactly and keep the other part where you get to make money because you deserve to because you're spending a lot, but I need that happening.
Does Danny Rhea go back to a game?
At the new place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, leaving Northwest Stadium, where you have vowed to never go again, will mm-hmm. you go to the new stadium?
Absolutely.
Regularly?
Probably not. I mean, just life stuff happens, and it's going to be expensive, but I will definitely go.
You'll be back at a game?
Yeah, I will go.
I think there's a lot of people like you.
Yeah.
That have sworn off that stadium. Now, there's also going to be plenty of people maybe they can't afford the new thing either. That's my big fear. Mm-hmm. And they got to figure that part out. I'm worried about the PSLs probably more than anything, but today's not the day to worry about the things.
Yeah, it's not quite rain day, yeah.
To say, awesome. There's going to be an NFL stadium in the nation's capital. And so I'm 37. Yeah, I'm 37. I am not old enough to remember, really, RFK Stadium. I know of its existence. I went there. When I think of RFK Stadium, here's what I know. DC United played there. That's where I went to watch DC United as a kid when I used to go to their games playing soccer with my soccer team. The Nats, when they came back to DC.
Yeah, Ryan Church and Brad Wilkerson.
It was a dump.
Yes, it was.
It was Garrett Mock. It was
Matt Chico.
Babyface Ryan Zimmerman. This kid just played at the University of Virginia, and now he's here at this ballpark. It is Elijah Dukes and Lastings Millage and John Patterson. You know, that's what's happening at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
It's not Charles Mann and Dexter Manley for me at 37 years old. But I did go once. I barely remember anything about the experience because I was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7. The only time I ever went with my father. So if you are older than me, I think you probably have some fond memories. If you're younger than me, I don't think you do. But it doesn't matter. Because if you're like me and you're taking your kids in 5 years, my son will be, God, that's crazy to think about. He'll be 9. And hopefully I take my family to a game in that opening season. And it's just going to be going to the nicest stadium in the NFL and one of the state-of-the-art, most incredible stadiums on the planet when it opens. Downtown in D.C., our home city. It won't matter that it's on the site of RFK Stadium necessarily. If you care about that, though, you get something out of that part of it.
Uh-huh.
If your father or my mom goes, who has been to RFK, used to be really hard to get tickets, believe it or not.
Yeah, I lifelong fan, only went a couple of times. Yeah, she couldn't get them.
My mom has been a diehard Redskins fan since, you know, she was born in 57, so since the 60s with her dad. I don't know, I'll have to ask her. I don't think she's been there more than a few times. But if she went, I think it would mean something to her getting off the metro and, you know, walking in there in the same way that her dad used to take her by the hand. So everyone's going to get what they need to out of the experience. But I just think it's worth stopping and smelling the roses, however you feel about the move, because this is 15 years in the making. Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time we started talking about a future stadium was shortly after Bruce Allen was hired. That's when I remember it.
What I was going to bring up.
They brought him in and they kind of said, like, Bruce is here to smooth over and schmooze a little bit with relationships. His brother was a governor, you know. He was a politician who just happened to pretend to be a general manager, kind of. And so he punted in college that time.
The punter.
For Richmond. I think this. He a spider, though. Hashtag Bruce a spider. anyway. That's a great hashtag.
That is a great.
Can we do that?
I forgot about that.
Hashtag Bruce a spider.
The old hashtag.
Yeah. Next time Scott Van Pelt says he a terp, just remember Bruce a spider.
Bruce, he a spider.
Oh boy. Anyway.
But yeah. That was. Remember when he took
here
over
to build the stadium?
Yeah. So
2010, by the way.
So Vinny Bumbats finally got kicked out. You know, that was the fall guy for the first part of Snyder's regime. And the appeal of Bruce Allen were all these alleged connections that he had to be able to grease the wheels. Because, as you mentioned, his dad, coach, brother, governor, everything under the sun, he would know everybody and be able to get the thing finally. We were talking about it back then for his ability to potentially get a new stadium. Because 10 years into Nubs Field, everyone already knew, okay, this isn't particularly great. And then that supposedly was progressing, and it never went anywhere. They were worse off than when he started.
He was hired as the Redskins, whatever his first role was. I don't think initially he was. Yeah, I guess he would have been the general manager. December 17th, 09. So that was basically that press conference, that week or two. That was when you first started hearing Bruce is here to work on a new stadium.
Yeah, 10 years into Nubs Field.
Yep.
Even, you know, it was still 100,000 people or close to it or whatever. It was kind of okay. Like the next place down the line when it's needed, we didn't know how soon that would be.
So this will be 15 legitimate years of whatever discussion, discourse, dialogue has been going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to fathom what we've gone through. I mean, because again, that place was still rocking in 13, 14, 15, 16. And I know the results weren't great. I was there.
Well,
you know,
I posted yesterday on Twitter. Preston Smith signed yesterday with the Commanders. He was drafted and played here for 4 years. I covered him And he's a really good guy, by the way, and a very talented player. I don't know how much he's got left. We're going to find that out this week and moving forward. But I posted one of the iconic plays he had, which was a sack fumble, strip fumble by Ryan Kerrigan, now his position coach here, and him scooping the ball up and scoring against Dallas in 2017. And the energy and electricity and just the number of people in the stadium exceeds anything that is possible now. Like, that energy doesn't really even exist. And I'm talking about with a team that made the NFC Championship game last year. It just, the decibels and the noise and probably even a number of seats thing and an environment thing, it's not the same as it was then. And
that was the last year of it, too. So 2017, there's the first drop. So 2017, they're still top five because the only reason they weren't higher is other stadiums were bigger in terms of home attendance. 2018 was the year it all started to tank, and then they were bottom five.
Let's go to Richard, who's in Springfield, wants to hop in on Grant and Danny. Richard, how are you?
We're doing good, guys. You know, you had a really interesting discussion about your youth and experience, or Grant's experience with RFK. For the older cats who not only remember RFK, but remember Robert F. Kennedy, what I want to know is, will the team somehow keep the name of Robert F. Kennedy in the stadium, considering all the new naming rights and the business side of it? Because if everybody's getting shook up about what happened in the last week or so, back in 1968, we lost Martin Luther King in April, and we lost RFK in June. It was a real shot to the stomach. So what do you guys think?
I've seen the team be asked about this, and they were noncommittal, right? But they were very much open to the possibility, because, and it's not even just paying homage, I don't think, to RFK, which may very well be part of it. I think it is that those letters mean something to the fan base, if that makes sense. So maybe it is paying homage to, reverence to the person, but I think the idea of going back to that site, like when someone says, oh my gosh, the stadium's going to be at the RFK site, I don't think they're picturing RFK. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it's just RFK Stadium as its own entity with that name is taking on its own meaning. And so I could see them absolutely working the RFK name into that stadium. Would be not surprising to me at all. I don't know that I would.
Like, I'm making this up. Inova Field at RFK Stadium
That's what it would be.
Something like that.
I think you're going to have to make money because they're spending all of the money on this thing. Billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to do Coca-Cola Field at RFK Stadium. But with this group's efforts to reach back to the past, and also just the reverence they have, having all been there for what that was. And I mean, they're not coming back on accident, right? They're trying to do a lot of things, I think, to extend an olive branch to fans from a previous era.
Yeah, doing the best you can.
So I think that that's very much in play and something they'll consider. My question is, how much will it look like the old RFK? I think that's something they'd like to try to figure out how to do that. You want a very DC stadium. You know, you want that, what do they call that kind of stone color that all the buildings are?
There's a word for it. I can't remember.
But whatever it is, an architect could tell you. You know, columns. I think you want something DC that is also beautiful and gorgeous and new and that's what they're going to pay someone millions of dollars to figure out.
I mean, there are a lot of things being pulled in all the different directions for what you have to do to satisfy folks. It'll never be the same, and it can't be. I mean, just building codes have changed, for example. But that sort of point of, and it's also got to be indoors. It's also got to be a dome so you can have events year-round. I mean, once you start to do that, okay, now you've eliminated whatever percentage possible of the old RFK sort of look, right? Well, can you still do that sort of bowl feeling that gives you kind of that nostalgia, but also make it DC, but also make it this user-friendly, this kind of friendly? It's really, really hard.
The indoor thing, I think, is an easy thing for people to be upset about. And I totally understand why you'd be frustrated to lose the elements. And I think it's just going to go away over time. And why I say that is I think the comfort of being at those games, and when you experience with the new technology that you really will feel like you're outside while inside for a day game, I think people are going to be okay with it. There's also something worthwhile and I would say that could win you over about never having to deal with being out there in the snow or 10 degrees or having a game get stopped for lightning like you see in the NFL now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the known commodity of there's an event there, It's going to happen on time, and I don't have to worry about anything. There is a value in that. But let's take some calls. It's happening, people. Many, many, many years and dozens of radio hours in the making. We did it. Danny Ruye and myself.
Yeah.
We got this thing. I'm kidding, of course. To the people that actually put in the work, the D.C. City Council and, more importantly, the commanders, at least 11 members of the council, and the commanders as well, all of the folks that grinded, thank you. It's a very, very cool opportunity for sports fans in this city and for people that have wanted a new stadium for a long time. This is going to be fun. But we'll take your calls next, 800-636-1067. Also, the latest on Jaden Daniels' knee, we got to get into that on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I think D.C. residents are excited. I think residents from around the region are excited, and certainly fans of the Commanders are looking forward to 2030 opening day to bring the Commanders back home.
That's right. See you in Southeast in 2030. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. That was the mayor, Muriel Bowser, as heard on the Junkies this morning. Right here on your flagship home for the Nats and the Caps. Speaking of which, we will have John Carlson, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and Nick Dowd on this radio program as part of our countdown to Caps hockey that kicks off in earnest early next week. Jaden Daniels did not practice today. Mm-hmm. Two straight days where he didn't practice. This shouldn't have been a surprise if you read the tea leaves on what Dan Quinn said yesterday. He acknowledged that he wasn't going to practice on Wednesday, said we'll reassess on Friday and see if he's able to get anything done. So it sounds to me like I'm guessing he is listed limited come Friday. If he doesn't practice, then we just know he's not playing. Because if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all no practice, after Quinn said he's got to see him practice some to play in the game, I don't think some would be a walkthrough on Saturday.
Yeah, the only wiggle would be if Dan Quinn, I don't want to say goes back on his word, but then that wasn't as ironclad as we thought. That wasn't written in pen.
Well, then Jaden Daniels probably talked him into letting him play.
Or the pregame warm-up is so good and you know all the clean bills of health happen or something.
But if you list him limited,
yep.
The way it's been explained to me, all that has to happen is he's got to go out to the field and do something. If he goes out there and throws some of those practice throws into the net that he likes to do with the quarterbacks and do a little indo work and the individual drills, he's now limited. He did some practice. He couldn't do everything.
Yep.
That could carry a lot of, you know, weight for you just doing one or two little things. And now you keep this possibility going, which is really what they want, I think. They want the Raiders to prepare for both because they feel like it might benefit certainly Mariota and maybe Daniels too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's going to play. We're going to get closer and closer to Sunday and get more and more information. But as of today, not practicing. We'll get more into what Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury have had to say today about that in just a few minutes. But people want to hop in on the stadium. A lot of excitement about RFK 2.0. Let's go to Shane in Virginia. Shane, it's finally happening.
Commander Danny, Lieutenant Grant, hey, if it wasn't for you guys, we'd have never got here. Good job, Commander.
That's, that's a good
Commander.
Bet.
That's right.
Good job, Commander. Hey, listen to me. Hey, it's an exciting day, right? Now I am now looking at pontoons now. I'm going to get my pontoon boat.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to sit out there by the river, and we're going to sit there and tailgate the way you're supposed to, like we do at the University of Knoxville. So, but, hey, it's an exciting day. It only needs to be in one place, and that's right there with the old RFK. I'm actually driving by it right now, and they're tearing it down as I speak. So it's an exciting day. Not only that, man, I saw the last tour for the Pink Floyd Wall Tour there. So it's more than football memories. It's the show there.
Yeah.
And now that it's going to be an indoor, and that, I mean, it's like Olympics. You can start looking at Super Bowls now. You can start looking at bringing revenue back to the city and seeing a big turnaround. So,
well, look,
job.
Here's what I'll say, Shane. Fast forward one decade from now, which I know feels like forever, but it goes by like this. They will have hosted a Super Bowl. They would have hosted Women's World Cup games. They will have hosted Men's World Cup games. And at that point, you know, there will have already been an NFL draft that took place on the National Mall. All based on the business of getting this thing cooking.
To Shane's point, U2 is, if not my favorite band, one of my favorite bands of all time. I saw them at RFK in May of 1997. You know, I went to the HF Festival there. So I couldn't get Redskins tickets unless the Tremonti family couldn't use them. And my dad happened to play racquetball with Mr. Tremonti that week. And we were able to finally get a couple times in like my 20 years of fandom as a kid when they were still playing there. But I've been to events there. It was like that hub. It was the thing. It was the place that mattered the most probably to a lot of people in D.C.
My brothers still talk about all the concerts they went to at RFK over the years. Mostly HF Festivals, mm-hmm. Warped Tours, whatever it may have been. But yeah, those are some of their favorite concerts ever. So I think that's actually, you know, a really good point as well. But the indoor part of it, SoFi's technology is pretty amazing where it feels like you're outside because it's kind of open air. There's going to be ways where garage door style that they might have some of it open air, I would mm-hmm. even imagine. But most importantly, that translucent top, think Minneapolis, where during the day the sun's coming in, it gives off the appearance of being outside while you're inside. And when you are in a facility that is room temperature and that is pristine and designed perfectly, and the amenities and the aesthetics, what they're going to have available to you at your seat, hopefully. I mean, if they do this thing correctly, it will be such a significant upgrade over the crap.
Yeah.
That you've dealt with as a fan over the last several years, that even if you are adamant about being outdoors, even if you hate losing the elements, I think you'll go, well worth it. I don't like that it's indoors, but ...
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the worst case scenario. That's the floor. And I actually think most people will come around to the idea that I don't need to be sitting outside because in December, it's not freezing cold. And in September on the 8th when they open, it's not 84 degrees and I'm beating up with sweat because there's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, to your point about what they can do now in terms of the feel, it's going to be indoors. You'll be protected from the elements if that's necessary, but it'll also, it's not going to feel like the Astrodome. It's not going to feel like going to one of the old municipal domes where you could play year-round in bad weather, because that's the only way they knew how to build it. Just concrete everywhere, and the only light is from electric lights. You're going to feel this new way of doing things. It's not a greenhouse, so it's not going to be like, you know, incubated and hot, but it will be comfortable, and yet it's not going to feel like that same claustrophobic
dome. But you can actually have open air indoors now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a thing. Like, I'm not smart enough to know the terms, so I say
use all the terms, go.
But basically, that's what it is, right? You just open the curtains and whoops, we're outside now. There it is. There's the parking lot. I'm also not a crazy person, so I know that everything that you're promised is not going to happen in these construction projects. So, like, this idea that in the renderings, you'll see the Capitol right behind the stadium and it's just going to be staring right at you. Maybe. Maybe they'll put a couple hotels and a parking garage or whatever up, and now it's gone like they did at Nats Park. I get that stuff like that's going to happen along the way. This idea that everyone's just going to, you know, get to Virginia and then get on a ferry and come across. Probably not. But they do have a chance to get real creative with boats and ferries and stuff along the water. And you can eat at a restaurant on the water out there. I mean, they could really turn those banks of the river over there into something beautiful. Rodney's in Bowie. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, Mac, gentlemen, I just, we as a fan base and the people that love your show cannot take for granted the effort that you two guys put into. You can, hey, look, listen, let me tell you something. You can call it a bit, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You guys interviewed this one councilman. I don't remember his name, but the questions that you guys were asking, I felt like I was taking an SAT test. I was like, they're stressing me out. They are stressing me out.
That's great.
He still voted against it, but yeah, there. Well,
we asked him. Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Now, to be clear, I need now. Now, I think he was being dead serious, so I now need to tell everyone we were doing a bit.
Right.
We're not taking credit for the stadium. That is not what's happening here. Now, if you want to give us credit, like our guy in Bowie,
I will allow credit.
We will accept it.
Yeah.
But we had nothing to do with it.
And I want to be very clear about that. Nothing.
I will go there. I will eat your food. I will watch your football. But we had nothing to do with it.
I put forth, and I want to be, again, crystal clear about this, zero effort and time and energy towards the project. I did nothing here. I did nothing. Zero.
I put forth considerable effort. Just in the way of wanting and screaming and losing my voice over the lack of progress.
So I guess you did that.
That did absolutely nothing. That did as much as acknowledging that there's a no-hitter when a no-hitter's going on. If I just did that in perpetuity, there would be no stadium.
You ever been in the... I know you don't do it much, but you go in the ocean and you punch a little wave. You're like, that'll stop the ocean. That's how much I did.
Never done that.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine it doesn't stop the ocean.
It doesn't stop the ocean.
I get the analogy.
It keeps going.
800-636-1067. You want to talk stadium? We got Ted Wynn, who covered the Raiders at one point, now writes about the NFL for The Athletic at 3 o'clock today. And we're going to get into Jaden Daniels' health as well on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or dsw.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be beautiful, of course.
I hope so.
So I know that there is a kind of a great competition of ideas right now, looking at different designs. I've challenged the team to ensure that it's the best stadium in the nation. Of course, it will have a roof so we can use it for most of the year. It should be an award-winning design.
How important is it to you, Danny, that the design looks like the old RFK?
That's a great question. I was actually wrestling with that.
I think that's high on my priority list, actually.
Yeah. I'd like it to evoke it in some way, which, again, is very easy for me to say. I'm kind of waving my hand at it. Well, what does that mean, evoke it? You want a nondescript bowl? You want a stone sort of cookie-cutter stadium that was all the rage in the 60s and 70s when that thing was built? No, not exactly. So I'd like kind of that. What they do a lot of those, a lot of houses that my on the shows my wife watches on HGTV, outside it's like, this is our, you know, I can't remember all the words, our Cape Cod or our rustic this or that and our Rambler, all the different words that they use, and the words like portcullis and pergola. They just use pergola like everyone knows what that
pergola.
Is. And then inside it's very modern and sleek and it looks a certain way, even though outside it's not that. I want that to a degree, right? It's got to be convenient. It's got to be easy. But I would love it to somehow remind me of going to those games as a kid, even though I couldn't go that often.
I want it to look like the old RFK and look very DC on the outside. And to your point, there's really no reason to worry about the inside because you can't build something that's going to cost as much as this new and state-of-the-art that's not going to cover a lot of bases. But I mean, there are things I care about, like concessions is going to have to be high on the list. I mean, they've got to find a way to not charge people, you know, $150 to eat and drink with their spouse at a game. Let's go to Sean, who's in Auburn, listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. War Eagle.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah. So the question is top three restaurants like D&B spots. I talked to you earlier about this in the summertime. I wanted to see if you guys had thought about it and know which one you want, like top three restaurants you want as a concession stand sub stadium.
Yeah, so let's go Pupitella Pizza.
That would make good sense.
Pupitella
slices.
Yeah,
that would make good sense.
I think that would make some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with a wing spot that's local here. Is there a specific wing that you would want?
That's so hard. I mean, the like Patriots Pub in Fairfax, for example, is fantastic, but like that, I don't know how well that would do.
Cafe.
Yeah, I don't know how well that would do.
You say Hard Rock?
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe. Their wings are pretty good.
Hard Times.
Hard Times you're thinking of.
Hard Times would certainly
work. They had one of those at Nats Park, so they'd be in the game.
Yeah,
I like that idea. Something like that would be cool. Yeah, I think
the Italian store.
Anything from the neighborhood, from the environment around here, where you know, like, there's this sub place in the city right here that I love called Cornucopia. Like, if Cornucopia had a spot where they had sandwiches at the new stadium, let's go. Like, make it unique like Nats Park does.
Like, I love Bub and Pops, for example, but they're very Philadelphia, and they tell you they're Philadelphia, so it's like you can't
They don't
come.
Get to come in.
Yeah, you can't come in.
They don't get to be in.
You're not welcome. Like, respectfully, I love you guys, but you're
but
not welcome.
But I don't need, like, as much as your boy loves chicken tenders and french fries,
yeah.
I need a couple of those, like, you know, they call it Grand Slam Grill or whatever at a baseball game. It's a home turf advantage grill or something. We need a couple of those. But yeah, let's do this right. My big concern, though, is you get to these new stadiums, how do you pay for everything?
Yep.
All of a sudden, you're spending $14 for your hot dog and $26 for your beer, and you get chicken tenders, french fries, and a souvenir Coke, and it's $51.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. Aaron's in Maryland. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Grant. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to say something about the RFK Stadium. I'm 30. I never experienced RFK, but growing up, I always experienced FedEx at night games, seeing the light shining ahead. That was great when I was a kid in the early 2000s. But RFK still has like this meaning to me, even though I've never experienced. So if they make this new stadium with the RFK, they have to. Because like you said, it got its own entity. That's all I got.
So you're saying it has to be in part of the name? You want RFK, the name of the place?
Yeah, for sure.
And to look like it. Yeah, I think that's going to be the demand that most people have. By the way, did we brush way fast through this guy saying War Eagle a couple calls ago? We never acknowledged that, like we're Paul Feinbaum or something. That was something.
Calling from Auburn.
Yeah.
Just War Eagle.
I know where he called from.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was the first War Eagle we've ever gotten, I think.
Is that our first one?
Unless it was that guy who's done it before. Like, who's calling next? Someone from Alabama is going to get upset about the War Eagle
Roll
guy?
Damn time.
Phyllis and Mulga. Let's go to Mike Calvert. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to present a logistical issue for the waterway. I used to work on the police boat down there, and you got to navigate past the CSX bridge, which only has about a 4-foot clearance, so you can only get a John boat or a jet ski under it. And once you get down there, it's only about 2-foot water by the banks. So
is it still that way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get past that bridge. Unless they make that bridge a drawbridge, then, I mean, you can get a John boat down there or a jet ski, but that's it.
Yeah, if it's a drawbridge, then you're already dealing with traffic congestion as it is, et cetera. So it leads me to my thing that is the most must-have to me.
Roll Tide, Mike. Roll Tide.
Yeah. I don't know what does Calvert have in terms of catchphrases, mascots, or things. But the ease of access. Any way that I'd like to get there, I need to be able to get there without a problem. And that would include, by the way, picking up if I want to go to Salt Line right by Nats Park before the game, I should be able to jump on a little, you know, whatever you call it, a little trolling boat and zip on up the waterway or pick it up in Alexandria, or if I want a metro, if I want to drive, whatever I want to do, you can't limit me.
So they have talked about that as a possibility. I've always thought it sounded far-fetched. I'll take that guy's word for it. I don't know anything about those details. I'll believe that he's right. That's something that has to be figured out. It means added expense, right?
Yep.
To some extent for the city, you're going to make the money back in the long run. But look, when you do billions of dollars worth of project, there's going to be added expense along the way. Elijah, what's up? DC, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man. I love it, man. I think it's really cool for the city. I don't like that there's no tailgating. I think that kind of changes things a little bit.
That's a bummer.
Now, luckily... man, it kind of hurt when I heard you say that. I didn't know about it until you said it like 15 minutes ago. I said, no way. Now, what I do think they can do is the surrounding areas of the Nats, how they have like these container parks. Also, the water, like Anacostia Park is kind of slick. I played a gig in Baltimore the other day for the Ravens opener. And what they did was they kind of created like they take like a truck and a TV on like this Jumbotron. They have like some drinks and they have like a band. And if DC, and if we can figure out a way for like the surrounding areas to kind of have like a little ports of, you know, like these little ways that you can kind of like, oh man, there's like some tailgating S things for the Commanders game right here. Maybe I can go here.
That's kind of the whole neighborhood. That's the plan.
That's the idea, yeah.
Is that there's going to be little pop-ups and fields and lots and things where something can happen. There's just, it's going to be mostly parking garage parking. You can't tailgate in a parking garage. And there's a limited number. We're talking a few thousand spots, period, as it is. So they're going to tell you there's going to be some tailgating. It's a very, very limited amount.
Some. Yeah. Real quick, we were in New Orleans, and you show your ticket almost a mile away from the stadium. You get on the grounds, and the whole place is a tailgate. That sort of party environment I thought was great.
Party environment, yes. Not a tailgate, though. Tailgate is out of your truck, no, I understand that, your but chairs.
You're just sitting there throwing bags or doing whatever, eating and drinking.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying it's a huge difference for someone like me who likes to tailgate.
No, I know.
You can't tailgate in New Orleans at all. But you're right. There's a party atmosphere where you go in and it's like a block party where you can play bags and drink beer, but you got to pay for everything and there's a concert and a band. I'm not saying it's not fun,
right,
and they won't be able to do stuff like that. But what people have done at the Bad Stadium for a long time that they've gotten used to that they love, the one good thing about it is you bring your food and you sit there and you have a lot of space and huge parking lots and you actually get to grill and cook and pregame and watch football on TV at your car and then do it after the game. And that's not going to be a thing at this new stadium. Mm-hmm. That's one of the drawbacks. Let's talk NFL with Ted Wynn ahead of week three, starting with Thursday Night Football tonight. Formerly covering the Raiders, we'll get his insight on Vegas as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.